The United States on Tuesday announced sanctions on multiple entities and individuals in Iran, China, and the United Arab Emirates, accusing them of being part of an Iranian weapons procurement network. The move is part of former President Donald Trump's renewed efforts to increase pressure on Tehran. The U.S. Treasury Department, in coordination with the Department of Justice, imposed sanctions on 6 entities and 2 individuals, citing their involvement in procuring unmanned aerial vehicle, UAV, components for a leading manufacturer in Iran's drone program. Iran's proliferation of UAVs and missiles, both to its terrorist proxies in the region and to Russia for its use against Ukraine, continues to threaten civilians, U.S. personnel, and our allies and partners, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said in a statement. Treasury will continue to disrupt Iran's military-industrial complex and its proliferation of UAVs, missiles, and conventional weapons that often end up in the hands of destabilizing actors, including terrorist proxies. Iran's mission to the United Nations in New York did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The latest sanctions target 1 Iran-based entity and 2 Iranian individuals, as well as 1 China-based and 4 UAE-based entities, according to the Treasury Department. Tuesday's action marks the second round of sanctions against Iranian weapons proliferators since Trump reintroduced his maximum pressure campaign. His administration aimed to curb Iran's nuclear ambitions by cutting its oil exports to zero and enforcing strict sanctions. In a February memorandum, Trump directed Bessent to intensify economic measures against Iran, including strict enforcement mechanisms against those violating existing sanctions. Over the weekend, Trump warned Iran of possible bombing and secondary tariffs if it did not negotiate with Washington on its nuclear program. During his first term from 2017 to 2021, Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers, which had imposed strict limitations on Tehran's uranium enrichment activities in exchange for sanctions relief. He also reimposed sweeping U.S. sanctions, prompting Iran to exceed the agreement's enrichment limits. Western powers accuse Iran of pursuing a clandestine nuclear weapons program by enriching uranium to levels beyond civilian energy requirements. Tehran, however, insists that its nuclear program is solely for peaceful purposes.